Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, Controlling Harsh Highs in Neuro Sounds. We're focusing on practical, Ableton native techniques to keep that neurofunk edge without frying the listener. Expect concrete device chains, parameter ranges you can copy, routing workflows like parallel and M/S, and arrangement tricks so your drops stay heavy, but not ear-shredding. Let's go. First, the goal. You'll learn a repeatable persynth chain to identify and notch resonant harshness. Use dynamic high-band taming, so only peaks get squashed, and add controlled saturation that brings tone without grit in the wrong place. You'll also get a mix bus M/S high-band workflow and a parallel send-return option. This lesson assumes you can route sends and returns and are comfortable with EQ8, saturator, multiband dynamics, utility, compressor or glue, spectrum and so on. Start with diagnosis. Spend 5 to 10 minutes on this. It saves hours later. Solo the offending synth or drum loop and insert spectrum after the device. Loop the phrase at your mix level and watch for spikes around 4 to 12 kHz. That's the common neuro harsh zone. Now insert an EQ8 after spectrum and set a very narrow bell, Q in the 6 to 10 range. Sweep from 3 to 12 kHz. When the sound suddenly goes scratchy, pause and note that center frequency. Quick coach note. You can automap that bell to a macro or shift drag while sweeping to make the process faster. Mark the frequency in a project note. Once you have the frequency, build the persynth chain. Put this in your instrument chain and copy it to other synths you want to tame. Instrument, then saturator light, then EQ8 for surgical cuts, then multiband dynamics to dynamically tame the high band, then utility to control width, and finally a light glue or compressor for glue. Keep a send to your shared FX returns for parallel techniques. Saturator first, but gently. Set drive around 1 to 4 decibels on soft clip or analog clip mode. Output gain 0 to start. The idea is to introduce harmonic fullness before you do surgical surgery. The EQ should see the sound as it will be after saturation. If you slam saturator after you've tamed the highs, you can reintroduce nastiness, so check again. EQ8 next. Use normal mode for single synth surgery. Switch to linear phase only for group or master processing when phase preservation matters. High pass anywhere around 30 to 40 Hz if your synth contains sub. Create a bell at the problematic frequency you found. Set Q around 4 to 7 for a relatively narrow notch, and start at a gain reduction of negative 3 to negative 8 decibels. Try minus 4 as a starting point. If the whole top still feels abrasive, add a gentle high shelf cut at about 10 to 12 kHz, minus 1 to minus 3 dB. Remember, surgical notches, not killing the whole air. Now the multiband dynamics, which gives you a musical, dynamic EQ behavior. Split points I like to start with are low below 200 Hz, mid 200 to 4 kHz, and high above 4 kHz. This audio version is shortened for playback.